Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's topics: the increase in stolen merchandise at small businesses, what entrepreneurs should look for in a mentor, and an example of elevating a hot trend to a new level. Well, Americans are stealing more stuff. A survey by Checkpoint Systems found that we steal from retailers to the tune of more than $10 billion a year, and the number is rising. MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill has a look at the items most likely to be shoplifted from small and big businesses. Katie, what are we swiping?
So every year, Americans steal about $13 billion in merchandise. We have very sticky fingers in this country compared to many countries around the globe. I believe we're in the top 10. But there are certain things that we steal the most. This might be the funniest thing to me. The number one thing, I guess I was surprised by this, was wines and spirits. Americans steal booze more than they steal anything else.
Really?
And this, by the way, is coming from Global Retail Theft Barometer, and they look at theft all over the globe from hundreds of retailers. But yeah, booze in America is the number one thing stolen. This is not true for other countries, number three booze overall, but for us, it's number one.
I don't think I would have guessed that. All right,
so I know. What
else? Because it's hard. Well, it's hard, right? We can stick not in the summer, you can stick a wine bottle like under your shirt or something.
I don't know what that says about America. I don't even want to speculate, but yeah. Yes, I can't imagine it's easy.
Wow. All right, what else?
Makeup, which this to me completely makes sense. It's teeny tiny, easy to pocket. And what's good for if you're a person who shoplifts is that you can wear big coats in the winter, so it's quite easy to shove stuff like makeup right in your pockets.
Wow. This is stuff, I guess, that doesn't have tags on it, too, right? Like makeup,
right.
But you can't really stick one of those alarm tags on it. Yeah. Wow. All right. So what else?
Fashion accessories and face cream, another thing that probably doesn't surprise people. Fashion accessories tend not to have those shoplifting tags on them as well. Face cream is just darn expensive, so that's probably what people are doing. They're saying, hey, I'm not going to pay $20 for that all over the lay. I'm just going to stick it in my jacket pocket. So that's what they think is kind of going on there.
Wow. We're speaking with MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill. She's got a look at the things Americans shoplift the most. Sunglasses, too.
Makes sense, right? I swear to you, sunglasses, sometimes I'm shocked by how much they cost.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see $100 pairs. They're probably so expensive because people are constantly stealing them, honestly. But right to catch 22, but it's the fifth most stolen item in America.
Wow. All right. And these days, too, mobile accessories.
People love that, right? Especially, the cell phone cases, the chargers. But, the big things here, too, are the name brand things. So, like the Tory Burch, or I'm not just picking on her, but, the Tory Burch or the Michael Kors, if those things have, a cell phone case with a name brand on it, that is a hot commodity to steal.
Here's one that surprised me, too. DVDs and video games, yes, I get that one. But power tools is on the list?
Well, right, because power tools are quite expensive. So, this made me laugh. I don't even know how you manage to steal a power tool, considering most of them aren't small.
Yeah.
But that is the 10th most stolen thing, and I think that's really because of the price. They're really quite expensive, and when you need to fix something, and hiring someone's way more expensive, so I guess people think, oh, I'll steal it.
Thanks, Katie. MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill heads up small business owners. 3/4 of the stealing of merchandise occurs during the holidays. Well, in today's ultra-competitive business climate, it can be hard to find someone who will give you unbiased and reliable advice. That's why choosing a trusted mentor is important for every entrepreneur. More from correspondent Dominic Savino on how to find yours.
They're always good for a word of advice, but can mentors help you stay in business longer too? That may just be the case. According to a study by the consulting group BCSG, companies are twice as likely to survive 5 years or more if their owners report having at least one mentor. While simply having an advisor doesn't guarantee success, it makes sense that their wisdom can help entrepreneurs navigate through difficult times at work. So if you want to pick out a mentor in your own career, Entrepreneur.com says it's important to choose someone who has achieved what you also hope to accomplish. Most importantly, though, your mentor should be someone whom you trust and who genuinely cares about your success. Gordon?
Thank you, Dominic. Coming up next, riding a new trend to a different level.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
Well, finally, here's an example of hopping on a trend and taking it to a different level. Employees of a small Vermont company have launched a side business selling underwear featuring an image of Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. The side business, which launched at the end of October, is called Bernie's Briefs, and the underwear features the message, "Feel the Burn." Available for men and women, they cost $15, plus shipping and handling. The three workers with KSE Partners, a strategic communications and government affairs firm based in Montpelier, say they created Bernie's Briefs for fun. The Vermont senator has said recently on late-night TV and talk shows that he prefers briefs over boxers. 10% of the proceeds, by the way, will go in Mr. Sanders' name toward the Yellow Ribbon Fund, which supports injured service members. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast forum you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Reviews can help me determine what works and what doesn't. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.